proclamation number 4641 dated the May 17, 1949. Spiritual rebirth. The decisive moment in earthly life is the will's inclination towards God, for from this moment onwards the soul begins to change. It is effectively the turning point, the start of return for the once fallen spirit to God. The sooner this conscious direction of will happens in the human being's life, the greater the perfection he can attain before passing away. However, it is also possible to achieve a high degree of maturity within a short period of time if the human being realizes at a much later time that he, as God's living creation, ought to strive towards unification with Him. In that case, he can pursue changing his soul with an intensified will and equally still mature fully. And so every occurrence in human life will only ever be the cause for a change of will. But once the latter takes the right direction, the soul is no longer at risk of slipping into darkness again, for God will draw it to Himself as soon as it has made its decision known to reach Him. This decision of will, the deliberate turning of thoughts to God, is effectively the human being's spiritual rebirth, for the soul enters a new life. It no longer lives in the purely earthly material world but penetrates deeper. It searches for truth and finds it, because God Himself manifests Himself as the eternal truth by mentally influencing the soul which longs for Him. Such a born-again soul must be nurtured and cultivated like a tender seedling. It must be kept alive with the lightest of nourishments and slowly invigorated and strengthened until it finds its own way in life and can effortlessly travel the path of higher development. The change of will is the act of rebirth. It is thereby started on the path which leads to eternal life, even though it still can present many dangers and obstacles, worldly temptation and difficulties, which will nevertheless be overcome by a strong soul. It is merely a question of whether the soul will receive this necessary strength or whether it must starve and will thus find the path of ascent difficult. This, again, is solely a matter of will, but once a will strives upwards towards God, it will also be seized by God and constantly positively influenced, yet without being coerced. The most effective influence is the Word of God, which includes strength and life and nourishes the reborn soul and helps it to mature. A person whose soul is born again will also always be receptive for receiving the divine Word, be it directly through listening to it or through reading divine revelations, or through mental connection with the primary source of wisdom, through conscious connection with the One who is the eternal truth itself. He will quite frequently withdraw into solitude, that is, he will look within himself and his thoughts will be influenced from above in the right direction. His soul will receive nourishment and increase in light and strength. But a person whose soul is born again will also live in love, for this is the consequence of a correctly inclined will. And thus he will mature and approach perfection, which is the reason and purpose for his life on earth, as soon as he has voluntarily detached himself from the power which held him captive and from which a person must release himself. However, in order to do so, he will always have grace and strength from above at his disposal, which he will use for his spiritual rebirth. Amen.